No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
Two stories we're discussing all day long here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Number one, Bill Belichick to the University of North Carolina. It's official. Why does the NFL not want Bill Belichick? I think that's become pretty clear over the last 24 to 48 hours. So we'll get to your thoughts on that. 617-779-7937. That's story 1A, I should call it. 1B, neck and neck with Bill Belichick is the Red Sox and their acquisition of Garrett Crochet at the winter meetings, something we've been pining for, a move that the Red Sox have made. And fortunately, it sounds like they're not done. But we don't have the answers on that, Keith.
Who does?
We have lots of opinions.
Yes, we do.
Many, many thoughts. Mm-hmm. Some of them good, some not so good.
Right.
So let's get some answers here from someone who would know. That would be Chief Baseball Officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, joining us here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Craig Breslow, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Much better after the move yesterday. We admittedly were starting to freak out a little bit as the winter meetings went on and the Red Sox hadn't netted anyone. Now Garrett Crochet, a Boston Red Sox. What are the Red Sox getting in Garrett Crochet?
Yeah, I think we're incredibly excited about what Garrett is capable of doing. I think we're getting a bona fide number one starter guy who can anchor a rotation, has just premium stuff from the left side, and think that his best days are ahead of him. Obviously still new to the starting role, and a ton of reason for excitement and optimism, but like huge stuff, huge strikeout numbers. And I think that's something that is going to be a great boost to the rotation.
You know, there was a lot said about Garrett Crochet last year at the trade deadline. Is it to your understanding that he will pitch under this current contract, or is he going to need a new contract?
No, I mean, we are, looking at this as right now we've got a guy that's got 2 years of control, and, we are approaching this with no restrictions. Obviously, anything beyond that we'll explore when the time is right. But right now we're focused on 25 and 26 and being able to write his name in at the top of the rotation.
But there was no, understanding that when you traded for him that he wouldn't pitch unless he had a new deal, because that was some of the conversation last year at the trade deadline. If he went to a contender, he wasn't going to throw unless he got a brand new deal.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I am concerned, this is a guy who has a full season as a starter under his belt and someone that's ready to take on the full workload of a true ace.
You mentioned, you just said true ace right there. You mentioned pencil him in at the top of the rotation. We're all excited about him, but there is a question about why the White Sox would move on if he's a bona fide ace. He's young, he's talented, he's cost controlled. So why was he available in the first place?
Yeah, I don't think it makes a ton of sense to try to talk about whatever motivation or incentive another team had. I think we're incredibly excited about the fact that we're able to get him. And oftentimes, these things come together simply because teams are kind of in a different place in terms of their priorities and their focus on winning in the short term.
So let me ask another way, because it's fair to not try to get in their mind of another team. For all his talents, there are some red flags, right? Injuries, there's not a super long track record at the big league level. The contract demands that Keith brought up. What was the process you went through to become comfortable with those red flags?
Yeah, so these conversations, they started a year ago around Garrett. And then there are certain times during the year where naturally they flare up again, obviously around the trade deadline and then the winter meetings, GM meetings. And so we've got pretty extensive history, around the conversations and getting comfortable with Garrett, the performance, the stuff, the medical, and so we feel very comfortable with the work that we've done. Our medical team reviewing his history, and most importantly, looking at the fact that he threw 150 innings as a starter last year, 150 dominant innings.
There was a report from Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic that says, quote, after getting burned on nine-figure contracts for Sale and David Price, Red Sox owner John Henry is reluctant to award long-term deals to pitchers. So I don't know if there's anything you could say. Can you confirm that, deny that for us? Because I know a lot of fans want the team to spend this year, want the team to be aggressive, and then read something like this and are kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, what I can say is I feel like we have the complete support from ownership to put a team on the field that is capable of contending for the division and making a deep postseason run. It's up to me. It's up to the team that we have in baseball operations to determine the best baseball decisions. But from a resources standpoint, we feel like we are very well supported.
Chief Baseball Officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, joining us here on WEEI. So, you know, with all respect, we see you guys linked to a lot of players over the years. I think the last time aggressively the organization, and you just got here a year ago, but the last time the organization landed a big ticket free agent at the winter meetings might have been David Price. And so, you know, Story was signed late. J.D. Martinez was signed late. You guys were linked to Juan Soto and made offers to Juan Soto. You made offers to Max Fried. Why should we believe in the resources committed there are real and not just the Red Sox are, as you get referred to from time to time, the interest kings?
Sure. I understand, and I think it's a fair question. But the reality is players make decisions about where they want to play for all kinds of reasons. And, you know, once players get to free agency, they have the right, they've earned the right to determine, you know, the team they'll play for the first time. And so, you know, we will and we have and will continue to identify players that we think improve our team, will make aggressive pursuits. And, you know, my hope, my expectation is that we're going to continue to improve the team. And I think, you know, there's always momentum and excitement and enthusiasm when 30 teams get together, whether that's the trade deadline, the GM meetings, the winter meetings, to kind of accelerate transactions. But there will be some great decisions that were made at the winter meetings. There will be some decisions that probably won't play well over time, but the offseason is a long way from being over.
You know, we always, especially around this time, are coming up with our different lineups that we'd like to see out there for the Red Sox and, you know, maybe moving players around. And one name that gets brought up a lot is Rafael Devers. And not that he's moving off the team, but maybe moving off of third base. And Alex Cora was really adamant that he signed as a third baseman and he is a third baseman. I'm curious if you feel the same way, because a lot of us say, you know, he's led the league in errors for seven straight years. Maybe he isn't an everyday third baseman.
Yeah, no, Rafael Devers is our third baseman, and we're really excited about that. I think last year we saw some improvement in terms of the way he was able to move, particularly to his left, which, you know, had not been as comfortable for him as to his right. And then toward the middle of the season, after there was a stretch where he almost single-handedly carried the team for a number of weeks, you know, he had knee injury, two shoulder injuries. I think that affected him probably more than he was willing to let on, because he wanted to play every day, wanted to do whatever it is that he could to help our team win. And so he is working hard right now. We've obviously made some changes to our coaching staff and feel like we're going to get the best out of him.
There was a report the other day from Mass Live. Sean McAdam cited an industry source. The Red Sox have interest in Alex Bregman. Alex Cora and Sam Kennedy are known to be big proponents of Bregman. The same source said members of baseball ops, including Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow, are more circumspect when it comes to the player. Is that accurate?
I don't think it makes any sense at all to talk about any individual players or free agent pursuits. I'm obviously aware of what was written. It came as a surprise, and I would say that Alex, Sam, baseball operations have incredibly open, honest conversations around a whole host of things, and there's nothing here. You know, we'll continue to make the best decisions that we can collectively to put the best team on the field, and that's really it.
you know, a lot has been made of the what was the big three, then it became the big four for prospects in the system. Kyle Teal, obviously a part of the Garrett Crochet trade, but Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell, Marcelo Mayer. I'm curious, as of right now, and I know it's early, but do you project those guys breaking through and being a part of the Major League roster this year, assuming they're still on the team?
Yeah, you know, it's really difficult to forecast timelines outside of saying that, you know, a move like trading for Garrett, I believe, strongly signals that we are serious about competing in 2025. And along with that goes the reality that we need to put the best team on the field that we can across the players that are in the organization. So if any of those guys, if all of those guys, if none of those guys, you know, is ready to help our team, then we'll make those decisions accordingly. The way that I think about this is that, you know, we have a number of really exciting young players who have already emerged at the big league level, and a number of others, like the guys that you just mentioned, and Christian and Marcelo and Roman and others who are likely to impact our team as soon as 2025. And it could be early in 2025, but I don't think it makes a ton of sense to pressurize that timeline right now.
You guys have been linked to some big ticket free agent arms. You've been linked to some arms on the trade market as well. Sounds like you're not done. Is it fair to expect another frontline starter in free agency or via trade?
It's really hard to, you know, to kind of share what we should expect, because if I've learned anything over the last 7 to 10 days, there are moments in time where you feel like something is really close. And, you know, at the drop of a hat, it feels like you're miles apart. The one thing that I can absolutely affirm is that we will continue to be aggressive in our pursuit of any path to improving our team. And that could come via starting pitching. It could come via a right-handed bat to help balance out the bullpen, the lineup, and we'll continue to build out the bullpen.
The first player, speaking of the bullpen, first player you guys signed in free agency was Aroldis Chapman. I'm curious, what did you see in him, and did his off-field stuff give you any pause in signing him?
Sure. So actually, the first guy that we signed was another left-handed reliever in Justin Wilson that kind of went under the radar, but another proven left-handed veteran arm with good velocity and the ability to generate swings and misses. But, you know, sure, we're really excited about what Aroldis brings on the field, just in terms of an absolutely dominant fastball, one that has excited fans, players, teammates for a really long time. And it was something that we were sorely lacking, was swing and miss, and particularly swing and miss from the left side. So I think from a baseball perspective, it really checks that box. And then, look, of course, you know, there was a very, very serious incident that took place with Aroldis, and a suspension that followed, you know, after MLB's investigation. And it's something, you know, any violation of the domestic violence policy is something that we take incredibly seriously. And we did an extensive workup and tried to collect as much information as we possibly can. And speaking to teammates, officials, coaches, front office, and this is a player who has been in good standing with 5 organizations, and it wasn't that the references and testimonials that we got back were lukewarm. They were effusive with respect to the impact that Aroldis has had on teammates in the clubhouse, his diligent work ethic, the way that he has mentored some of the younger players, particularly some of the young Latin players. And so ultimately, we had to balance all of these considerations. We spoke with a number of people within our organization to make sure that we understood what we were doing. And at the end of the day, felt comfortable moving forward.
Okay. He is Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow joining us here on WEEI. Craig, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Keep up the good work there at the winter meetings, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Have a great morning, guys.
All right, Craig. Thank you.
All right. Thanks to Craig Breslow joining us here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Let's dig in on some of that Chapman, interesting answer there. Interesting answers about Bregman and what they're still going to do the rest of this offseason.
Devers, Crochet, Devers, a lot in there.
Devers is a third baseman.
Yeah, I guess.
Garrett Crochet is at the top of the rotation, which makes me wonder if they are done when it comes to adding arms. Full workup on Chapman, good guy.
So everybody loves him.
We'll get to all of that coming up
not
here.
Not the fans, but everybody else.
And more of your thoughts on the phone, 617-779-7937 on both Bill Belichick going to UNC and the Red Sox offseason. That's next.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
You know, there was a lot said about Garrett Crochet last year at the trade deadline. Is it to your understanding that he will pitch under this current contract, or is he going to need a new contract?
No, I mean, we are, you know, looking at this as right now we've got a guy that's got 2 years of control, and, you know, we are approaching this with no restrictions. Obviously, anything beyond that we'll explore when the time is right. But right now we're focused on 25 and 26 and being able to write his name in at the top of the rotation.
But there was no, you know, understanding that when you traded for him that he wouldn't pitch unless he had a new deal, because that was some of the conversation last year at the trade deadline. If he went to a contender, he wasn't going to throw unless he got a brand new deal.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I am concerned, this is a guy who has you know, a full season as a starter under his belt and someone that's ready to take on the full workload of a true ace.
Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow joined us earlier this hour.
You think friend of the show? No?
No, I think he...
Best bud?
I think he expected a little more excitement over the...
I'm excited.
I'm
excited about Garrett Crochet. I just wanted to make sure, is this guy signed to a long-term deal?
Yeah.
Or not, it doesn't sound like they are.
No.
At least not right now.
No. It's clear it's not done. I mean, maybe they wake up in 6 months and sign him to an extension, but that's not done. That was not a prerequisite. They are not paying him. So will he be happy about it? Totally fair question by you. Great question
by you. Thank you very much.
Interviews up now. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone.
Free. Get in there.
Easy. Take it with you wherever you go. A lot of driving this holiday season. So a good thing to have on your phone. You won't miss anything from WEEI. YouTube, it'll be up there shortly. Same thing, you can watch along here on Twitch. So, yeah, I think he anticipated a little more like excitement around Crochet, which we are.
We are legit excited about Crochet.
Like, I love that they made this move. I love that they gave up some prospects and got uncomfortable. I still wish they'd spend money, but...
No, they haven't spent money at all.
But if we're going to
Crochet make next year? Like, $10 million?
Oh, I think it's less.
Oh,
I think it's like $3 million.
It's like when they got Chris Sale.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Sale is probably 10 or 13, but Chris Sale is more established. It's funny. Big, tall lefty from the White Sox, although Crochet is like 50 to 75 pounds heavier than Sale. But still, like, big lefty. The teams were bad. They moved on. And Sale pitched for a couple of really cheap years. He was the best contract in baseball for like 2 years, and then he was the worst contract in baseball for a few years and how that went. But Crochet at 25, and the only reason it's worth bringing up, it doesn't happen in this sport as much as some of the other sports. Right, like, oh, if you're going to trade me, I need a new contract. Like in the NFL, wide receiver gets traded, he's getting a new contract. That's just how it works. Baseball, it doesn't, but it was different with this guy at the deadline. He was like, I won't pitch out of the bullpen, which you're like, wait a minute. Because remember Alex Cora, the year they won the World Series, I think every starter pitched out of the bullpen in that run.
Including the guy you mentioned
Sale
before.
Sale finished the game to win the World Series. So you're like, all right, well, that's not great. And like maybe he's just trying to have some leverage in this situation. He was on a horrible, horrible White Sox team, and they were trying to, you know, get the most out of it. They didn't trade him. He was on like a innings restriction at the end of last year, coming off of Tommy John and everything else. So has he changed his tune? Like, is he going to come out there and pitch for nothing over the next couple of years? Like, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we will see. But that's disheartening to me. I said yesterday I'd pay him now. I'd pay him right now. You guys don't want to pay free agents. He's only going to get more expensive.
Oh, my God. If he's good for 2 years, which would be great, and he can help get you to the playoffs if he's, a big hoss of the week, a big hoss of the year. But in 2 years, like we have people on the text line saying that. Like, in 2 years, what is he going to cost, and will the Red Sox spend it?
So that's if it works out. I mean, obviously, if he blows out his arm at his first start, then you avoided being on the hook for a bunch of money. So I see the other side of it, but... You just gave up four of your top 15 prospects, and I don't care about this, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You gave up a lot of capital in this trade, and so to do that for a guy for 2 years and then risk losing him because you're afraid to pay anyone, that's not ideal. So I personally would pay him now, but if you wouldn't, you wouldn't. I think talking to him, it's clear he's done. It's not done.
He's not signing a contract, at least right now,
that there's
or
no,
the near future.
There's no extension that is in place. But, again, I just think if we're going to have Breslow on, we should ask about the red flags, because I think it's worth the risk with this player.
Same.
But you have to acknowledge there's risk. He has done it for 1 year at the big league level, and really it was a half a year. He said 146 innings and high-level innings, and they were. But it was a half a year. Mm-hmm. He's had Tommy John surgery. He's only cost-controlled for 2 more years. And he doesn't have to answer it, but I think it's fair to say, if this guy's such a stud and he's an ace and he's young and he's cost-controlled and he's so great, why are the White Sox making him available? Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have to get inside their head. That was a fair answer by him.
Yep, right.
But there are a lot of red flags around this player, and would it be safer to go get somebody else in free agency? Will they get someone else in free agency or via trade? That's another thing, Keith,
mm-hmm.
that after talking to him, I'm not as encouraged by. Doesn't sound to me, based on his answers, that they're getting another big ticket arm.
No.
Doesn't sound to me like they're getting Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
He said he didn't know where that reporting was from. He was certainly aware of it. But no, I wouldn't rule anything out.
Do you know that in his entire career, and I like him.
Yeah.
This isn't me pointing out the Coors Field stats with Trevor Story, because I didn't really like Trevor Story. And everyone's like, what's wrong with you? In his entire career, he's 25 years old, he has pitched in a game over 6 innings 3 times. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
yeah.
There is some risk. Like, he is certainly more established at the major league level than any of the players they just traded. Kyle Teal, he could be a Hall of Famer. He could be out of the league in 2 years.
Yeah.
That's the thing with prospects. We have no idea. At least this guy has shown at the major league level he can be dominant. He was an all-star last year, and then second half they had to manage his innings. But if he throws 7 or 8, if he throws 8 innings in a game, it'd be the first time he's ever done it in his career. And so, yeah, he hasn't pitched a ton, but that's also young guy managing him. It's how they do it in baseball.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. I'll take the upshot on Garrett Crochet.
I hope they're not done, but I like the, despite my tone, I like the move. I like it a lot, and I'm happy they did it. I didn't think they'd do it. So I give him a lot of credit for it. I like the move. But let's acknowledge there is risk
yep.
in this player. And you could say there's risk in every player and every pitcher.
Especially
and sure,
pitchers.
You're right.
Especially pitchers.
But especially this guy.
Yeah.
Especially, there's a reason the White Sox are giving up on him.
Yeah.
So you're assuming that risk. I like it. I think it's worth the roll of the dice. I would not be done if I were the Red Sox. All your reaction to Craig Breslow joining us earlier here on Jones and Keefe. That story, 1A of the day. 1B, Bill Belichick to the University of North Carolina. He's got a press conference today in Chapel Hill.
Chapel Bill. I don't care for it.
At 2 o'clock. I'm sure there'll be a reaction to that all day long here on WEEI. Let's get back into your phone call. 617-779-7937. Why is the NFL done with Bill Belichick, along with all your Red Sox thoughts next?